This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like we mentioned, Jay Fortune was going to come by and hang out with us. He is here right now. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing good, Buzz. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Good
Outstanding.
To see you. Good
Outstanding.
To see you. We're very much looking forward to the game on Sunday, of course, but I want to talk a little bit about what you guys just got done doing with Miami. How much fun is this? Like, how much fun has this run been thus far?
It's been great. Obviously, winning games is one of the best feelings out there, and when you put in a lot of work to prepare for a team like Miami, and in an environment where people didn't expect you to win, and you're able to come out and get two wins, it really does boost the confidence, boost the team spirit and morale, and stuff like that is a great feeling.
The messy stopper, that's what I'm going to call him.
That's what we've been calling him.
The messy stopper.
I hope that's okay.
And everything like that. I understand he's a legend and all that. You probably had his posters up on your wall. That's all right. We're going to call you the messy stopper. But tell me us about your increased role this season, you know, as far as the more and more you've gotten out there, the more comfortable you got. How has that been for you so far?
It's been great. I'm somebody who feels like can bring some value to the team. And it took time. It wasn't something that happened right away, right. And I knew that was going to happen. And the biggest thing for me was just waiting for my opportunity. And it started to come a little bit more recently. And when it did, I just wanted to take it in stride and, you know, do the best that I could. And from there, I knew as the season went on and I played in more games, I'd get a little bit more confident and other sides of my game would show. And started to do that, and I still know that there's still another level that I can reach to that I'm just trying to hit.
Atlanta United midfielder Jay Fortune hanging out with us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. I heard you in an interview earlier this week, last week, whatever it was, I don't know, growing up watching Barcelona. I mean, that was your team. Still is, I suppose, but Atlanta United's your team. But watching that team and those guys and all that and getting to go out there on the field against many of those guys, including Messi, like, you know, that's a pinch-yourself moment, but also you have to stay in it and try to win the game. Like, what was that like?
Yeah, I think build up to the game was obviously those pinch yourself moments, realizing what's happening. Even when you find out he was coming to the league, you know, that was a great feeling. You know, the first two times we played him, I don't think I played. I just kind of watched from the side and just seeing, you know, how he is on the field a little bit like that was great. Obviously, it wasn't great because we lost those first two times, but outside of that, going into this week playing against him. As the game starts or build up 15, 20 minutes before the game, you know, he's no longer your favorite player. He's somebody you're going up against.
Love it.
And I think as a team, we did really well. We're not going to sit here and say this is how you stop Messi. The best you could do is just try and limit, you know, what he's able to do. And I think we did that to a certain extent. And, you know, for me, it was looking back at it now, it was a great moment. You know, you have one or two pictures of you defending him or you in the same area as him, and that's something that will carry on for a while. But as the game's going on and you're playing, you know, you're not really thinking about it so much.
What about this team? Because you keep talking about us and team and things like that. But this team has, you know, 6 weeks ago, backs against a wall, and you guys found a way to continuously go out there and win games, fight through all those different things. What is it about this team's character that has allowed you all to be where you are right now?
Yeah, I think we definitely had a rough patch throughout the season, but we had our rough patch at the right time, I guess.
Okay.
Obviously, you don't want to have it, but with how this season turned out, we started to pick up form towards the end, and for us, you know, our playoffs kind of started after that loss against Montreal at home, because from there on it was must-win games for us. And I think when you're in that rhythm, you're in that momentum of playing games back to back to back in must-win situations, they're experiences that you learn from. You know, I haven't been in a lot of those, but for me it started a little bit earlier than the playoffs were, and you know, I'm learning from them what it takes, what it requires to win these type of games, and that's something that we needed to have from earlier in the season that we didn't. And when you have, you know, more experienced guys on the team, such as Dak, such as Brad, you know, Derek Williams, stuff like that, you know, they've experienced these opportunities as well. So for us, it's just about putting all that together, finding the pieces that we have as a group, combining it all to be successful.
I want to ask you about those guys, because when you're coming up, like, you know, you're working your way through the ranks and all that, you're playing with guys for the most part that are around the same age as you, right? You're U17, you're U19, yeah, whatever. These guys are old.
Hold on. No.
For the league, they're old.
They're older than him.
Everyone's older than him.
Yeah, let's say older than him.
21. Guzan's the oldest guy in the league, right? Like, he's old. It's all right. It's
you
no
said
big deal.
It, not me.
Now I'm going to ask you to talk about it, because that's got to be a little bit of an interesting thing, right? Like, you're around people your age and coming up, and then now these guys are veterans and they've been in the league for so long. Like, how do you go about, and I know it's a team, so it kind of is what it is, but like, how do you go about bonding with teammates like that when there is such a gap?
Obviously, when you're around these guys as often as you are, there's the balance of joking around and when it's time to get serious, you know. And
do they get your jokes?
Dax tries.
Do you get his jokes?
No, I tend to. I feel like I have a little bit of an older sense of humor.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know.
All right, but there you go. Old soul.
You know, Dax and Derek, you see them on TikTok during the day trying to keep up with the latest trends and whatnot, so they'll come out to training one day, hey, you see this? And I'll be like, yeah, I saw it like 2 weeks ago, but it's no problem. But nah, it's great. It's honestly, this is the first time I've met Dax, and I think not too long into meeting him, I told people, like, you know, he's a great guy. He's joking. Now he's at the stage now where he just gives me a hard time for everything, which I guess is that older, younger guy kind of thing. But it's great. You know, he's a great guy. Same as Brad. They're the noise. They're the keeping the energy up. Everybody engaged in what's going on. But also too, like you said, like being around those guys, it helps, because you know they've done what they've done at such a high level for so long. Clearly, they're doing something right. So you want to pick up what it is that they're doing to add to your game, to add to your repertoire, so that you're able to be better in my career. But it's they have the perfect balance of when it's time to be serious and when it's time to be funny. Not always as funny as they might think they are, but we'll give them their laughs every once in a while just to make them feel like, you know, they said something that was.
That makes me feel old, because I have a son your age, and so that makes me like, yeah, because I'm curious, because I say the same thing. Did y'all see this? And they say the same thing to me. Yeah, Dad, that was kind of old, but we get the jokes and everything.
We won't tell them that though. We'll just laugh at it.
Hey, and that's all you gotta do. Just humor us.
Just
and
humor.
Just humor us. And then after you humor us, we'll leave you alone. Yeah. You know, when you talk about, you know, the backs against the wall, all those different things, you played so many games in a row and everything to get to where you are. Now you got this break. How is that? Because obviously it helps Brad, because they're veterans. But like, as you, as a younger player, were you like, come on, let's go ahead and just get this thing out the way, because we're rolling right now. We don't want to break this momentum.
Yeah, we, Moyamba and I were talking about last week, and we were saying we wish the game was this weekend, you know, because we have a rhythm going, we have a form going, and it's really important that we try and maintain the level that we've been at. And you know, we came in today with the idea of, let's start getting back into that rhythm of that we were in the prior weeks, because we know the importance of keeping the level that we've been at. You know, we've been able to win games playing the way that we have, and it's important that we keep doing that. So it would have been nice to have the game be, you know, this week, but the schedule is the way it is, and you know, everybody has the same amount of time off, so there's no excuse really. It's just up to us now to put in the week's work to prepare for the game like we have been doing, and be ready to go.
Atlanta United midfielder Jay Fortune joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy as we broadcast live from the United training ground. We've heard, did a little background research, heard you like to talk a little bit during games to opponents and stuff. Do you have to brush up on, like, different languages to make sure that you have all the right trash talk, given who you're going against?
Nah, not too much. It's interesting to hear who you heard that one from. I'm more so talking out here at the training ground than on games. But
and maybe I was lied to.
Maybe. Who knows? But who knows? Maybe ask me the question again in 2-3 years. My answer might change. Maybe I'm someone who's talking to everybody. But my Spanish isn't too bad. You know, I try to have conversations with the likes of Mosquera, Abram, Hernandez. They help me out with my Spanish. You know, I'll try and talk to them in Spanish a little bit. So it's something I've been working on. And hopefully I'm at the point where I'm fluent enough where if I am talking crap to those guys, I make sure I'm saying the right words and I'm not saying something about myself.
Right, you don't want to mix it up and you're accidentally talking bad about yourself.
Well, last one for me, obviously, you know, you're on to the next round, this Orlando team, this the rivalry and everything. You know, it was probably before you got here, it was always a thing between Atlanta and Orlando. What is it about, you know, about this team? Obviously, Rob got you watching film and things. Some of the problems they may pose for you guys this weekend.
Yeah, we got to play them on decision day, last game of the season, so that was a great opportunity for us to kind of just see what each other have from a footballing standpoint. We know they're a team that likes to keep the ball. They like to have a lot of players in pockets and stuff like that, which can always form a problem, but at the end of the day, you know, I think it helps us out because we're a team that's been so good in transition the last few games where if we're able to pick up on mistakes that they make, you know, it allows for us to go quickly and create some chances. But, you know, we know that they have good quality players. You know, we know that as a team they know what they like to do, but at the end of the day, we were able to get the win against them the other day, doing what we do best. So, you know, it's understanding that we know that we can do it, not focusing on the last game because it's a completely different day, and if you get caught up on that, you'll get punched in the face. But for the most part, it's believing in what we can do, focusing on us, and hoping that on the day that we're just ready to go because, you know, too much focus on them might mess us up a little bit. So,
well, good luck.
Good luck, my brother. Good luck, your brother.
Appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate the time. That's Jay Fortune there, Atlanta United midfielder.